اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
اوكي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. And we are in Dhikr, speaking especially about the etiquettes of Dua, the Adab, and the best manners that we ought to observe while calling upon the Lord of Mercy and Glory and Might and Beauty. One of the important thing that we should guard against is we should not rush to curse prayer. Because, you know, Islam teaches us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a messenger of mercy. He was asked to offer prayer of curse against his enemies who had persecuted him or oppressed him. His answer was, "Innama bu'istu rahmatan." I have been sent as a mercy. وَلَمْ أُبْعَثْ لَعَانًا. I am not sent as a cursor. So the Prophet has warned us that we should resist all the temptations while making dua. We should not pray against ourselves or against our family or children or servants or anyone, or against our wealth and possessions or anyone else's possessions. For when we do call upon Allah, you know, in this way, it may coincide with a time when Allah has promised to answer the prayers of his supplicant, his petitioners. So we should guard against this temptation to offer, engage in curse prayers. Another important thing is, it's very good. Of course, it's always good to call upon Allah, regardless of time and place. And that is a very important thing for us to do. Lot of blessings, and it will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. But having said that, there are auspicious times and occasions where prayers are more likely to be answered and recommended for us. Number one is the hour close to the arrival of dawn, the time of suhoor, when we take that pre-dawn meal while fasting. And in prostration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aqrabu ma yakunu 'abdi min rabbihi wa huwa sajid." And the closest position for a person, for human being to be with Allah, intimate communion with Allah, is while he is in sujood. So we are told, we are recommended to engage in deep, pour our hearts in dua before the Lord of the worlds while we are in a state of prostration. We can do so in prayer and on other occasions as well. We can simply prostrate and offer deep supplication, intense communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another occasion is after Adhan, after you have responded to the words of the Muadzin, you can raise your hands, that is between Adhan and Iqama, before we stand up for prayer. And then before we finish the Salah, before Salam, and after also after the Salam in prayer, immediately in the Musalla, we can raise our hands, or not without raising our hand, we can offer supplications. And of course, the special hour on Jumu'ah, which is not disclosed. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah warned us to use the whole day of the time of Jumu'ah in dhikr and dua, so that when we do so, we will not miss that hour, inshallah. And of course, the night of Qadr is blessed night, a lot of duas, and also the day of Arafah. You know, the day dua of the day of Arafah will not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another thing, by beholding the Kaaba, when you enter the haram and you behold the Kaaba, this is an opportune time to make dua. And also while drinking Zamzam water, and of course after, you know, during the Tawaf, and also in Sa'i, all of these are good times, occasions to make dua. Another adab, etiquette is, we should be like beggars before the Lord of the Worlds. We are not supposed to beg human beings. We beg the Lord of Mercy. Raising hands like a beggar, expressing our humility and dependence, helplessness before the Lord of the Worlds is a good thing. So raise your hands while offering supplications, but it is not recommended to do so for a khatib to raise hands while doing the khutbah, or in sujood to raise hands between the sajdas when we make dua after tashahud. These are not occasions for us to raise our hands. On all other occasions, we may raise our hands, even though we may have noticed that sometime Prophet did not, other times he did. That doesn't mean we cannot raise our hands. As Imam Nawawi and others have pointed out, there are numerous traditions, over 24 or 36 traditions establishing the precedent or recommending a raising of dua of hands in supplication. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Inna Allaha hayyun kareemun yastahi idha rafa ar-rajul ilayhi yadayhi an yaruddahuma sifran khaybatayn." Allah is too shy and generous to return the hands raised towards him in supplication empty-handed and disappointed. So inshallah, when we raise our hands with our utmost reverence and humility before the Lord of Mercy, like a beggar, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely Allah will fill our hands with his response, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us to call upon him day in and day out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, honor us to be among those who are dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat, those who celebrate the remembrance of Allah frequently and often. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.